Big happening this week as far as Kings Park is concerned. And that's why we label it as the Spotlight 7 on Long Island this morning. Don't like to keep this gentleman waiting. Does a fantastic job in his neck of the woods. He's the supervisor of the great town of Smithtown. His name is Ed Werhunt. And nice enough to give us a couple of minutes. Haven't spoke to him in a while. Time for a little catch-up. Mr. Supervisor, how are you?
I'm terrific, Jay, and great to hear from you again. And good morning to you as well.
It is a pleasure, and I mentioned the big happening, Ed, in the fact that the governor kind of cleared the way, you know, with this $20 million sewer project in the Main Street commercial strip there in Kings Park. And I tell you, you talk about a well-needed type of deal for Kings Park and that surrounding area. That's what occurred this week, huh?
Yeah, it certainly did, and here in Smithtown, we're very, very excited, and we of course, had yesterday we had a ceremony thanking everyone involved, and we do thank Governor Cuomo for the funding. We set a timeline with the county, and certainly the sewers are the first part of the infrastructure that we need to get Kings Park off and running with the revitalization of that particular business district. So very, very excited. And I believe, according to plan, sometime around 2023, we should have the sewers in, and we should be able to really start doing our revitalization proposals in the Kings Park community.
Yeah, you know, it just seemed like the paper had it right, Ed. You know, it seemed like, you know, they were kind of frozen in time somewhat before all this was to occur. You know, with the businesses, the apartments, and everything else, you know, everything was kind of stuck in limbo. So to speak, waiting for something like this to happen. And, you know, we talk about it all the time. You know, these hookups and everything else, the money's needed. You have to have it. But in essence, it finally come to fruition. But you got a sense of that as well. You're right there. Kings Park seemed to be in a state of limbo for a long time with this.
Yeah, you know, Kings Park was, of course, we were known in Kings Park for the Kings Park Psychiatric Center, and that closed in 95 employees and people that came to Kings Park to visit. That kind of dried up that business district around that time. And really, you're correct. Not much has happened since that point. And this is our opportunity now to revitalize Kings Park as far as business goes, as far as restaurants go. Once the sewers are in, of course, they can meet Board of Health. There could be some development of transit-oriented development around the railroad station. So I think it's going to be the initial step in actually bringing Kings Park back and making it thrive once again.
Ed Werhunt with us, the supervisor of Smithtown. You know, it's going to really be good to see the people there, the restaurants flowing and everything else, going to help everything all the way around. But, you know, there was a lot that went on behind the scenes. This was I guess you could kind of say, you know, was it Senate and Assembly, everybody agreeing at the alienation portion here in the bill?
Yeah, it was. The bill got kind of stalled out up in Albany last year. And a lot of hard work by a lot of people. The community stood behind our local government here. And I had some very in-depth conversations with many of our legislators up there. And ultimately, at the end of the day, I think we were successful in convincing them that we really needed the funding and we needed this bill passed so we could move forward. And at the end of the day, everybody was very, very helpful and cooperated. So we, I think collectively, we got it done for the people that live in this community.
And I think I was reading also, I mean, how influential was Assemblyman Engelbreit here? I understand he was a big part of this, trying to get this thing moved, right?
Yes, he was. I met Assemblyman Engelbreit last year. We had an initial conversation because the bill was in his committee, and it was kind of stalled there. We met three times and became, I think, good friends and good colleagues, and he had some concerns about some development going on here. We had a discussion about that, and ultimately we both came to the conclusion it was best for the community here. And he moved that bill out of committee, and it went through the Senate and the Assembly, and then the governor signed it. So in the end, it worked out well. I made another good friend and a colleague in government, and and it worked out very, very well for all.
Networking is key. It's a game changer. It really is, folks, because you think about the outdated cesspools, the environment. Ed, we talk about this all the time, right, with the cesspools, the environment, the whole thing. It really is a game changer right now. So fantastic stuff.
Yeah, definitely. It's a big environmental advantage as well. I mean, I think it's well known all over Long Island now. We all have to work in government very, very diligently to make sure that we have clean water for the future, for our children, our grandchildren, and this is a one way to get it done. So we're very excited and anxious to get going.
Ed Wehrheim with us. You know, Ed's one of those guys, and I say it all the time, you know, when things flow according to plan, you never hear the name of the guy who's leading the way. And that's why Ed's always under the radar. Does the job of the people, in my opinion. Now, you have an election in your neck of the woods, although your post not up for grabs for a couple of years. Everybody remembers with Vecchio and everything else, Ed took over the reins. But you have a couple of individuals. I think we're getting a little bit of reverb here. Might be on your end, Ed. There's a radio on. But in essence, we have a couple of town board members involved there with some key races. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. The town board here in Smithtown is working very well. I think that's very well known. We're a cohesive group right now, working together for the good of the people, and that's what I brought to the table, and they all signed on to that. And this year we have Councilman Tom Lohman, Councilwoman Lisa Inzarello, and we also have our tax receiver, Deanna Verricchio, all running for re-election. So we're working hard to make sure they get re-elected back into office. All three of them do an excellent job for the taxpayers of Smithtown.
No question. We'll keep an eye on that. Also, you know, you can't help but notice these days, you know, you got the county executive race. You know, you have the incumbent. The incumbent's doing a ton of advertising, I know, in the area. And even John Kennedy. John Kennedy is counting on the stronghold, Republican stronghold, three lines to win. Both candidates using the great Ed Wehrheim's name and photos, by the way, to make sure that they get their point across in Smithtown. I just wanted to tell you, I don't miss a lot. That one's certainly very apparent to me.
Well, it is, and look, I have a very good relationship with both gentlemen. I've worked with both of them for quite some time, you know, I'm the type of person that doesn't shy away from going across party lines. My philosophy always has been, if you don't do that, you're not going to get anything done if you're just strictly partisan. But John Kennedy's a great man. I've worked with him for quite a while, and Steve Ballone, I've known and worked with him as well, so I'm in a position where I'm surprised. I didn't think I was all that important, but you know what? I wish both gentlemen well in the election, and certainly I'm willing to work with the victor, of course, and get things done for the people. That's my philosophy, as you know.
Very modest, Ed Wehrheim. You know, one thing, I wanted to throw a shout-out to Senator Flanagan because, you know, when we talked about the funding and everything else, this is a guy who had to secure, what was it, about $40 million or so, I read in the budget for the next couple of years. I mean, you could have easily lost the funding to that whole project, but a well-deserved shout-out, I think, as well, Ed Wehrheim, to Senator John Flanagan on this.
Oh, absolutely. Senator Flanagan was instrumental right in the initial phases of this to put that $40 million up and get it up at the state legislature. And when it was starting to wane, he was the senator that actually got that repositioned and put back in so that we were able to go through this alienation bill and get this project started. And also, Senator Flanagan appropriated $3.9 million for a dry sewer main, which will be going in the St. James revitalization project next year. So he's intricately involved, and I've worked with the senator for quite some time, too, and he's very, very receptive and always there when we need him.
All righty. Good guy, Flanagan. We like him, and we await and see what happens with the elections and everything else. We'll keep an eye on things in the great town of Smithtown. Ed Wehrheim, leading the charge, the fine supervisor.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Jay. Thanks very much.